Hello, Paul. I'm Chris Hewitt, and welcome to the latest in our very special interview shows here on the Empire Podcast. Today's guest is the star of numerous cracking movies. He is the star of The Fly, Into the Night, Deep Cover, The Tall Guy, and the small matter of some of the biggest films of all time, including Independence Day, Jurassic Park, The Lost World, Jurassic Park. He is one of a kind. He is a totally naturalistic actor who has his own style of acting. He's not afraid to explore the vertical. He is a walking meme. He is a legend. He is a jazz pianist as well. He is, of course, the one and only Jeff Goldblum, the Jeff Goldblumiest Jeff Goldblum in the world, and possibly the coolest man alive. He can currently be seen in Thor Ragnarok as himself. Sorry, the Grand Master, but basically himself, just with a bit of lippy. And when he came into the Empire Pod booth recently to discuss that film, Nick Dissemblian and I jumped at the chance to grill him about all manner of things, including a few readers' questions. And he was an absolute joy. So please enjoy the interview in all its glory as Nick Dissemblian and I bask in the glow of Goldblum. We are delighted to be joined on the Empire Podcast by the man, the myth, the legend, the grandmaster himself, Chef Goldblum. Jeff Goldblum, how are you, sir?
I'm very, very good, Chris. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm very, very good.
Good. Thank you for having me here.
Not a problem, not a problem. Are you excited to be in London? This is a city, I imagine, that holds great memories for you.
It certainly does. How do you know? It sure has, though. Yeah. I've loved it through the years. When was the first time I was here? Was the first time for The Tall Guy. I think, had I been here before? I don't know, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe I had, but I did The Tall Guy.
I love The Tall Guy.
I do too. Thank you so much. Richard Curtis, it was his first script. I love him very much. And I just saw him recently. We did some, Red Nose Day thing in America. He's just a wonderful guy. What wonderful work he does. And Emma Thompson, it was her first movie, Unforgettable Memories, speaking of which, yeah. Rowan Atkinson, so I was here for that, and then I did, did I do In Search of the Double Helix, or Life Story with that Mick Jackson
that was here.
Directed?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Mick Jackson, yes.
Oxford, and here, and Cambridge, I guess, maybe we were in Cambridge, where it actually took place, where Jim Watson and Francis Crick, played by Tim Pickett Smith, and Juliet Stevenson was in that. Alan Howard was in it. I had a wonderful time doing that. I've, in fact, since over the years, run into Jim Watson himself, who said recently, Jeff, I just saw him recently. He's in his 80s now. He said, I didn't want you to play me in the movie.
Why?
I said, really? Jeez, Mr. Dr. Watson. He said, no, I wanted John McEnroe to play me. I said, okay. And then I got to talking. It was this cruise, this Paul Allen cruise, and Tom Stoppard, not to mention, I'll drop other wonderful names, was on it. And I said, I just had this conversation with Watson, and he said he wanted McEnroe to play me. He says, I think he's must have made a mistake. Maybe he was talking about John Malkovich.
Yes.
I went back to him. I said, did you mean McEnroe? He said, yeah, remember how you depicted me playing tennis early on? McEnroe would have been much better in those scenes. I said, oh, yes, of course he would. But I loved making that. Yes, great memories. And then I was at the Old Vic with Kevin Spacey.
Yes.
And Speed the Plow. And,
indeed.
And was on the West End doing something else. Yeah, I've had a great, great time here.
But you haven't done Elephant the Musical in real life.
Yeah.
Why not?
Roll up. The tent is busting. Here he comes, Mr. Disgusting. That's me. That's the name of my autobiography, Mr. Disgusting. That would be good, wouldn't it?
I would pay good money to see that play.
Okay, will you write the foreword?
Yeah, I would, absolutely.
Okay.
Of course, yeah, I'm in.
Okay,
I'm
in. Let's make the deal.
Excellent. And of course, you're here with Thor Ragnarok, which is a fantastic film, incredibly funny.
You saw it? Thank you very much.
I've seen it three times.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Nobody, a handful of people have seen it from over there and here. I think a lot of people are going to buy tickets, they hope, but that's very encouraging. You're the first person I've ever talked to who has seen it multiple times, besides Taika Waititi, the
he's seen it
director,
three times,
I guess so. But what made you see it three times?
Well, there's partially a bit of work involved. I have to see it a couple of times for my job, but also I'm quite cheap, so I don't really want to pay money to see a film. So if I can see it for free as many times as possible, I will see it for free as many
How
times
about
as possible.
That?
Yeah, I'll just cram the screenings in.
Well, I'm so coming from you. I'm glad you liked it.
Thanks. So have you just seen it the one time, Jeff?
I've only seen it the one time, and I haven't seen it yet. I'd like to see it again with an audience, because I'll bet. Have you seen it with an audience?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Really? Because I'll bet there's. I laughed all the way through it, and I was on the edge of my seat and very touched by it. I'll bet it's a crowd pleaser. It'll be fun. Yeah.
It certainly is. And there's a lot of. I think in our review of the film, we describe your performance as the Jeff Goldblumiest performance of all time. It is 100% pure uncut Goldblum.
Yeah, that's strong stuff. Don't try to use too much of that. That'll get right into the veins. Yeah. You don't want to OD on Goldblum.
You don't want to do that. How did Taika direct you? Did he direct you? Can he direct you?
Oh, because I love to be directed, but he's a fantastic director.
Yeah.
Do you know all? You must know all of his oeuvre, of course. You know What We Do in the Shadows and Flight of the Conchords and Boy and Hunt for the Wildebeest. We talked about that when we first met, and he said, "You know, I have an idea for an approach to this movie, and I like to improvise, and I don't. For your characters, I think, for instance, you shouldn't be too theatrical, like might be expected, or comic booky. I think we're going to improvise and." I think we'll have fun together, and I think you should do something that's might be in your sweet spot, you know, and that I've got kind of think you can do. And it was kind of like that. So and sure enough, we got to the set, and he's a unique and wonderful comic artist and deeply sensitive guy. But he played music on the set, and then we improvised. The script was lovely, and we did that, but he encouraged, however you did it, I started to yap and do 10, 20 different versions of the line or the scene. And then he said, keep the camera rolling, like a kind of a silent movie director. He said, keep it rolling. Jeff, say this. And I kind of loved it. He said, say this. And he'd make it up. That's his comic fingerprints all over it. He wrote so much of that. And, you know, I would do that. Or he said, here, you know, I've seen you do your jazz gig. Let's get a piano in here. Let him play piano and sing. And he said, here, I'll dance and you watch me dance. And whatever I do, you do.
Yeah.
We did some of that. So, you know, it was a really a fun fest.
I'm fascinated by the blue streak of paint on your chin, which is very fetching. Where did that come from?
Thank you. They came up with it. You know, they had ideas. I think they showed me that in a drawing on FaceTime when I was in L.A., and they were already in Australia and some of the costumes. But then when I got there, thanks to Kevin Feige and Victoria Alonso and Luis de Esposito, they really know what they're doing, Brad Winterbaum. They not only can make an army of a production, an epic movie in the most state-of-the-art, effective and impressive way, but they do it with such confidence that they can hire Taika Waititi and build in this extra, I don't know if you know about it, you probably do, shooting time in the schedule once they've seen it all together. Yeah. It's an onion like Woody Allen kind of is known to do. It's a very creative doing, because I think their aim is very intentional to make a popular movie, but a good movie. They want to make a high quality thing. And so how did I start that? What were you talking about?
Does that help as an actor when you're called back for those 2 weeks?
Yeah,
you know what you need to hit.
Yes, it does. And they were very specific about it. But how do I get to talking about that? What were we talking
about?
The
blue goatee.
The
blue thing.
Tellingly, that's what got me onto this process business, because early on, they were very flexible. They said, we camera tested some of the stuff that they'd shown me from, you know, Australia back to L.A. And they said, let's try something else. And we kind of experimented and we changed the costume. They did some stitching in the couple of days before I started to shoot and came up with a different kind of looser version of the costume. And then we did a bunch of hair tests. They had very talented people on the makeup and we fooled around with it and painted my fingernails blue. And
I think the look is going to catch on.
You think so?
I think next year at Comic-Con, a lot of blue paint.
Right, Comic-Con. Have you been to Comic-Con?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's something over there. You must get a kick out of that.
It is something, yeah.
Really? Have you ever done your toenails or your fingernails a color?
Not yet. Next summer.
Really?
Next summer, I think, yeah.
Really? Honest with us.
Have you ever dyed your...
I've not, honestly.
Really? Okay. If we took off that shoe right now, you wouldn't have a couple of red ones down there?
No, the most... I dyed my hair blue when I was 22.
Really? Yeah.
That's the most I ever did.
Bet that was good. I dyed it blue for... Didn't I dye it blue for Earth Girls Are Easy? Because I was all blue.
You were pretty
totally
blue.
They shaved me, yeah. So-called. But my hair was dyed blue. That's right.
So you were walking around, presumably, in between shooting days with blue hair.
With blue hair on that movie and fingernails and blue toenails and fingernail polish on this one in Australia. Yeah. We didn't take it off every day and put it on the next day. I was walking around like that. What do you think of that?
That's pretty awesome. That is pretty
awesome. Know. I thought the things you have to do.
The hardships you have to go through.
Oh, people don't realize the suffering involved. Yeah.
You mentioned your jazz. You do a jazz night in L.A. Nick has been.
You're kidding.
A couple of years ago. It was
to Rockwell? Because we've had a residency now for a few years there. Really?
It was wonderful.
It was?
Great night, yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Yeah, it's at Rockwell. If you come, you'll be the guests of honor. Just Google Rockwell to see if we're playing that Wednesday, because I'm there every Wednesday that I'm not in town.
You sang your Jurassic Park song, which was wonderful. And
let's sing it now. In Jurassic Park, scary in the dark, I'm so scared that I'll be eaten. That's it.
I want it as a ringtone. Okay. I want it as a ringtone. Well, have you come up with a Ragnarok one yet, or is this...
No. What should we do? Well, I like that song they play for me as I'm being introduced, you know, come with me and we'll be in a world of your imagination. From Willy Wonka. How about that? Yeah,
that's great.
No, he's a musician, Taika.
Yeah.
And how about his choice of music in this and how he uses it? I've never seen something so effective. And I'm very sensitive too, and I can have strong opinions about how music can ruin or make a movie, you know. But I thought that what he did in this movie with Mark Mothersbaugh.
Yeah, he's great.
Was very, you know, particular and of his taste and artful. How about when that, you know, some action sequences are going on and that thing kicks in? I was going, it's rocking out of my seat.
Like a Led Zepp.
Yeah, no, he's really good. Mark Mothersbaugh. Yeah. Which movie? Here's a quiz for you. You know everything about movies. What movie? I recently worked with him on a commercial. I was playing and singing on some commercial, and I went over to his lair on Sunset Boulevard. If you've been, there's a big round sort of green spaceship kind of looking building on Sunset, and he's got every instrument there from his whole past. He's a great guy. But on what movie did he he's worked with another director that I've worked with a couple of times. I have an upcoming movie with this fellow,
Wes Anderson, by any chance?
Wes Anderson, exactly. Well, I'll tell you, on Life Aquatic, he said, you know, Jeff, I know exactly, because he's a visual master. He says, I know exactly the glasses I want you to wear in this. They belong to my friend Mark Mothersbaugh. He's going to give me his glasses, and you'll wear those in the movie. Those are his glasses. Those are Mark Mothersbaugh's glasses.
Amazing. That is amazing.
How about that?
Did you want to keep them afterwards? Or?
I didn't. They were his. I had to return them to him.
He was walking into walls and falling over.
Yeah, poor guy. I hope he had a spare. I know.
Isle of Dogs looks great.
Isle of Dogs. You've seen that trailer.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be a magical, enchanted thing, I think.
What can you say about your...
You know, I just did a little voice, an afternoon. You know, we're dogs, me and the other spectacular cast mates. And it's an interesting story. I loved it. It's a beautifully written script. I think it'll be some story. It also has, like Grand Budapest Hotel... and like some of his other movies, a theme of underdogs that fight the power, the dark powers.
Cannot wait.
Oh. Yeah.
Did you get a say in what kind of dog you play?
No. He was very specific. He knew exactly. I think it's going to be visually stunning and magical.
We've asked for some readers' questions, and we got a lot. And Jack DeLamere is asking, he's very curious about your role in Jurassic World 2.
Jack, you're curious like a cat.
He wants to know how big your role is.
It's small. And who knows, even, they may cut me out entirely, you know. But if I stay in, I'll be a sprig of parsley or a little garnish, you know, hopefully with some impact.
Jack Burton, you mentioned the tall guy earlier. We've had a few questions about the tall guy.
This is another Jack?
This is a different Jack.
Is everybody Jack around here?
Everyone's Jack. All our readers are called Jack.
Okay, Jack.
He's asking your favorite memory of the tall guy.
Well, Rowan Atkinson is very special, of course, and a hilarious fellow. But, you know, and Richard Curtis, you know. like I was saying. Well, he acted in this one scene, you know. He put on a fake mustache, and he comes out of a bathroom as I'm going in. I used to like to tease him in one way or another. He's a very sweet, amazing guy. But not to bury the lead, Emma Thompson was her first movie. She's just spectacular. She's spectacular.
Yeah.
Oh, my golly.
Yeah.
She's great. There's another actor, Jason Isaacs. It was his first movie as well. He played a doctor in one of the scenes. It's a dream sequence.
Oh.
He's one of the doctors behind the mask.
Yes, yes. Yeah. No kidding. How's he now?
Oh, he's doing well. He's doing very well. He's in Star Trek, yeah.
Say hi to Jason. Yeah, Jason.
Will do.
He's going to be on this week's podcast with you.
He is, yeah.
My golly. Well, yeah. Jason, so, yeah. Thanks. We're reunited. Reunited, and it feels so good.
I have a quick follow-up question to that from Captain Daddy Puppy.
Jack Daddy Puppy.
He or she wants to know if you had to only wear the wardrobe from The Fly or The Tall Guy for the rest of your life, which would you...
Oh my gosh. Well, The Tall Guy I came with some of that was mine, and then they got some. I brought suitcases here to London of crazy, you know, stupid stuff. You know, I was supposed to be a ragtag mix of eclectia of one kind or another. And of course, Seth Brundle in The Fly, you said, is that what you said? Was known for, he had five, she opens up my closet at one point and I've got five herringbone sport coats and white Oxford button-down shirts and a kind of a knit tie. Those are nice. That's a nice thing to wear. I wouldn't mind staying with a version. I might tailor it a little now. I might have a different silhouette, and get the right one. But I could go with a nice herringbone jacket, and I love the classic white Oxford button down, a knit tie. Oh no, I could do a version of that now very happily.
Yeah. That's a very thorough answer for Captain Daddy Puppy.
Captain Daddy Puppy.
Yes.
I hope that pleases you, Daddy Puppy. gives you everything you want.
Just one more quick one. Fiona Underhill.
Fiona?
Is curious whether your wife has taught you any gymnastics moves.
Oh, you know, I think it was for her birthday. She took me we bought her trapeze classes. You know, she was she was a rhythmic gymnast in the Olympics, and now she does Cirque du Soleil, and she doubled Emma Stone in La La Land.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the outside the planetarium. She did all that aerial dancing. And did you see Valerian? She's the body of Rihanna in that movie, and choreographed that whole dance sequence, et cetera, et cetera. Yes. No, she hasn't taught me anything, but we went for her birthday. We bought her these trapeze, because she'd never done flying trapeze. She was, of course, good at it right away, and she could do many things. And I went along with her and learned, you know, what I could of the trapeze. Well, it was deeply humiliating. It was a bitter pill in many ways,
Unforgettable. You're natural, no?
Well, you'd think. I'm sportif, you know, but that takes a pretty... You don't just, go get into that and just
fling from trapeze to trapeze.
No, just getting up the ladder was a little challenging for me.
I have a reader's question, actually, Jeff, which is from Monty H. Withnell.
Monty H. Withnell, of course, your favorite, one of your favorite movies, indeed. Withnell and I, yeah.
I like this question. This is a great one. Okay. My baby girl is due in a month.
Oh.
We're stuck with names. I would be honored if Jeff could help me pick a name.
So Withnell, it'll be Daisy Withnell or Lulu Withnell or Lulu. Don't turn your back on Iris or Violet.
Okay.
Ruby. It would be nice for you, Ruby Withnell. I'll stay pat with those. I'd go with any of those. Would be fine, Daddy. Yeah. Of course, for a girl, I like a boy's name too. So, you know, you could be Taylor and all those. I like Colby. I knew once a little girl named Colby. Colby Withnell, you know, cheese names or Olive. Olive is a lovely name. That would be good. So, you know, food names are good and... All of those would be good.
So you wouldn't suggest Jeff for a girl, would you?
Oh, so yes, in the boy names, yes, you could call Jeff. I knew an Australian girl named Jeffa. okay. once. So Jeff would be fine. No, you could go, even bolder than Colby or Taylor. You could go, or Jeff. Yeah, you could go Larry Goldblum, you know.
Grandmaster would be bold.
Charlie, we named our, what, Grandmaster?
Grandmaster's a bold name.
That's a bold name.
Ragnarok.
Ragnarok with Null. Yes. How about Ms. Withnull? Ms. Withnull. Or Sheriff Withnull.
Sheriff Withnull.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Monty, if you're listening to this, I think you should write in a month's time and let us know which name you've chosen.
There are so many
options. We'll try and let you know.
Pariah. Pariah. Don't steer clear of what usually are the negative names either, you know. Pariah Agony. Agony Withnull. These are all good ideas, I swear. Okay.
It's great. You started off well with Daisy.
Yeah.
finished with Agony. I'm not so sure.
Well, there's the sweet and the sour in there. There's the full range of...
Yeah. Well, when I visited your jazz club, you blessed a baby at the end of the night. And
what did I do?
Don Corleone style. Someone came up and asked you to... the pregnant lady asked you to bless the unborn baby.
Did I?
You did a bit of Don Corleone. Does that happen a lot?
I'm like Vito Corleone on those occasions because... On the day of his daughter's wedding, I can't refuse any request, as you know. So, yes, I was obliged to do something with the baby, whatever I did.
Yeah, but you must get a lot of weird requests.
Well, here and there.
Yes. Yeah. I do have a philosophical question.
Oh, I like a philosophical question.
This is from Matt Live, or Live.
Live? Exactly, like Live like a cat?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, I like that. Live Withnull. could be Live Withnull.
Yeah.
Daddy. What was the other daddy? Captain de Cap Daddy.
Captain... Yeah, puppy daddy?
Puppy daddy.
Captain Daddy Puppy, yeah.
Daddy Puppy Withnull.
That's what the baby should be called.
But how about And I Withnull? Yeah.
And I. What about and introducing?
And I.
And introducing dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
You like that?
How, what?
Just and introducing.
And introducing. Or ellipsis. Ellipsis with Null.
Okay. So Matt would like to know, what are the secrets of navigating the ups and downs of a long career with such grace and gold bloominess?
Well, you're so sweet. It is all forms of gold bloom. There's many suffixes and prefixes that are all correct with gold bloom. Let's see. What was that flattering question? How I navigated?
What are the secrets of making it through the ups and downs of?
I have no secrets. Every day I thank my lucky stars that I'm sitting up and taking nourishment, and surf the waves as they come. Sir, honor nature and don't resist what the rocks in the river. That's it. As when you resist them, you run into trouble. Go with them. Go with the flow. Or any other cliche. Yeah. I'm out of cliches now.
Jeff, yeah. I cannot let you leave this room. I can't let you leave this room.
That would be the collector, Terrence Stamp. Yes. Who did he capture in that?
I cannot remember, to be honest. Who was it?
Samantha Egger.
Well, that's it.
Yes.
I was just about to have a cheeky Google. But I can't let you leave this room without asking you very quickly about my favorite Jeff Goldblum movie. I love Jurassic Park. I love Independence Day. Can you guess what my favorite Jeff Goldblum movie is?
I was going to try to guess. Well, wait a minute. Let's see. Is it Le Weekend, directed by the wonderful Roger Michel?
That's a great film, but alas, it is not.
Alas. Let's see. Just a second. Is it Igby Goes Down?
Again, a great film, but no. You're the lead in this. You're the lead in this movie.
I'm the lead in the movie. Just a second. I'm rummaging in my mind, such as it is. Let's see. I'm the lead in the movie, Into the Night.
Correct.
Like, I knew it. Ding, 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 ding.
Unbelievable. Well done.
Yeah, thank you so much. I just saw that the other day because I had to, if you get the new DVD Blu-ray edition, you'll see a new interview with me.
Oh, wow.
Now, as of a month ago, talking about the movie. So I saw it, conscientious that I am. And I saw it. And in fact, I think you should see the movie again with my interview, if they include, especially the part where I go on and on and on and bother you, about what I would do differently now. Okay. I redirect myself in the movie and sort of act out some of how I would do it better now, because I'm trying to get better, and I think I am getting better. So I tell you how I would do it now.
Okay.
You might be interested, as an inside baseball man.
I am
you
interested.
Might be interested in that.
Oh, that's. I will check it out. But I just wanted to ask very quickly about working with David Bowie in that movie.
David Bowie, how lucky am I?
That was...
You know, if I was a person with one wish in the world to meet somebody like David Bowie, so I get to work with him. Can you imagine? Well, he was fantastic. And then I ran into him later on here and there. He was always fantastic. I mean, geez, what an artist, what a man. Just to know somebody like that. He's really a model and a lighthouse of courageous, you know, unique, you know, artistry.
Amazing.
And talk about grace and beauty. Yeah.
Amazing. A great note in which to end. Jeff Goldblum. Daisy Goldblum. Ellipsis Goldblum.
Well, I keep thinking of, you know, well, I named my kid Charlie Ocean Goldblum is the first one. We have two boys. And the second one is River Joe.
Amazing. Nice.
So, you know, yeah, I'm not unwhimsical in my choices. So, you know.
It has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys. So
cheers. Thank you.
Nick,
thank
lovely.
You.
Great to see you and your brother.
Yeah.
Chris, that was fun.
That's it for our Jeff Goldblum interview special. Hope you enjoyed that. Do keep your ears peeled for some more Empire Podcast specials coming your way over the next few weeks, including our Thor Ragnarok spoiler special with director Taika Waititi, a Paddington 2 special, and a Red Dwarf special with the cast of that. Plus, of course, every Friday sees the regular podcast. If you don't already listen to that or subscribe, please do. We would love it if you did. Until next time, I've been Chris Hewitt. Thanks for listening. Bye.